people are a bit scared of this projection of this project. Project being that you convert Abbey Street car park, Parnell Street car park, and an area land around the post office field into an all new development. So that would involve taking over those grounds where you'd normally park your car and put in this new retail space. And while doing that, people are concerned, where will they go to when they come to town, or will they be able to come to town? So I think the people are not happy with this. But there's other areas in the wider County Clare. So my plan would be kind of like a decentralisation idea. So you have two retail parks to go in. Why not not put them in? Because people don't want them. And councillors are saying that they don't want them as well. And why not move one to perhaps Kilrush, or perhaps another one in Scariff or Killaloe, and spread things out?
When you say retail parks now, do you mean as in the mixed-use retail and office unit at Abbey Street and at
Parnell Street? Yes,
Parnell Street as well. But I mean, we've seen the strategies. The NS2040 DAC are predicting that it will yield a €45 million investment, that there could be €3.5 million of economic activity per year when these come into effect. All the numbers, like 20,000 shoppers coming to the town every week, and there's a figure of 5,000 potential jobs to be created as well. But the biggest one is the €2.2 million already spent on consultation. And do you really think it's realistic that they'd commit funding, research, time and effort to putting these projects elsewhere in the county?
Yeah, just to answer that question, I don't think the whole cost of the project will be €49 million. Just to give an example, to the back of Clare FM is the new library. That started off at €6 million. They've gone over 10 at this stage. So I imagine the same project will cost their budget from 49. I reckon it's going to double. Just based on inflation, cost of materials, projects, delays, etc., etc., etc. But the strategy, of course, is the core idea is for County Clare and the development of County Clare. New Clayton in the heart of Innes, when people at the present moment find it hard to get Innes, find it hard to park in Innes, find it hard to move around Innes, is getting congested. And in the last 3 weeks, we've seen three businesses go. And like, that's hard to see. On O'Connell Street, the main street in Innes, there's a sweet shop closed down. There was a proposed ice cream shop to open up. They've changed their plans. Near the Garda station, there's the bar which used to be the Cloister Bar, now called the Monk Society. That's closed down. And you've got a small bakery, does bun shop, off Parnell Street has closed down. Because the flow of traffic isn't there. People aren't coming in and shopping. They feel Innes is closed. If they do this, go ahead with this development and knock out two more car parks, where are the people going to park? Do you know, I think they're not seeing the picture and they're not seeing what's happening on the ground. And I think you spread it out and you let the people move around, give them their own decisions where they want to go. And the flow of people going around in the different parts of County Clare will create a better economic model.
Now, we've seen the arguments against the loss of parking that, for example, cities like Waterford and Kilkenny have less pro rata parking spaces than Ennis, and they seem to manage okay. The fact that the Ennis Town bus service is provisionally due to come on stream next year, and that additional parking is planned for Drumbiggle pending planning permission, and that additional parking will come on stream in the Cloister later this year, that will hope to offset any loss on Abbey Street. But Joseph, you'll be hoping to sit in the Kilrush electoral area and the West Clare Municipal District. What elements or resources that are going into the Ennis 2040 plan do you think could better go to West Clare?
Well, just to say that I am running the Kilrush district, but a lot of the Kilrush district, and I'd say the kind of the section that's closest to Innes, shop in Innes. So I'm speaking up about this topic because they go to Innes. I go to Innes. You know, people do travel to Innes, but the car park that's beside the Garda station is already there. It's free. The Clare County Council is proposing to tarmac at it, put now nice fancy lights and put down probably white and yellow lines.
And 70 more spaces too.
And charge for the parking. The Clare County Council will work on income. Now it's free, it won't be free.
But there will be 70 more spaces.
70 more, but the place is packed as it is. I don't think you couldn't get any more than 70 spaces out of it. It's quite a compact area. But what I'm saying is, we're aiming, the aim is to build County Clare. Innes, I think, is at quite a good capacity, but the flow of people can't move around, and if they can't park their car or get their car to the nearest location, they won't come to Innes. You could say you could use a bus, but yes, but where will you carry 5 bags of shopping? You know, you're only 2 hens. So the car, what's the purpose of your car? You can buy a whole, several bags of shopping, you bring your trolley to your car, and you put your shopping in the car. You can't do that in a bus. So that's why some of it might be handy for daily shopping, but for large shopping, which a lot of people come to town, as we are, us country people would say, we go to town, we do the big shop. You can't do the big shop on the bus.
Is there any then, though, to have something in West Clare to incentivize businesses to set up there so that people have more options to do it on their doorstep?
Well, that's what I'm kind of getting at, the essence of decentralizing retail and build up Mapp's Kilrush, build up your Scariff, lovely area on a hill, nice area to go shopping. Give them something back. Give them a reason to be there and keep more businesses locked into them regions. Same with Killaloe. You want to pick in 3 spots, you could pick Innes Diamond, or you could pick, you know, another area. But what I'm saying is, spread it out. Decentralisation was always a great model of previous governments, and I think it's one that's been forgotten about.